Hello, this is Baldwin Talk Reviews, and I am the imposter, aka the true Aquarian. And tonight we are talking about The Walking Dead, The Ones Who Live, the season finale, episode 6 of it. Woo! Spoilers alert. So with me is the rest of my lovely cast of Baldwin Talk Reviews, E.Mac.
Hey everyone. Oh my gosh. Cue the violins, but you know we're gonna wait before I start crying. Okay, all right. Let's talk about it.
And Triple J's mom. Hey everyone. Oh my gosh, this episode was so explosive. I liked it. Did you like it? Let's get into this. And Raven.
Hey, everyone. I hope y'all are excited about this episode. It is mind-blowing, so I can't wait to jump into this conversation.
Last but definitely not least, Art Boo.
Hey, y'all. This is Art Boo. Oh, my goodness. I think this episode, I felt the love, and I mean the love, but the love never ends, you know, the love never ends. Let's get into this conversation of ours.
Rick, Michonne, Bill, Jadis is dead now. What was Michonne, as E.Mac calls her Michonne, what was she referring to him as, Rick as? Dana. The brave man.
Brave man.
The brave man meets his son. Oh my goodness. Explosive episode. Come on, ladies. Let's dissect.
Okay, so if you want to jump right into at least that part, since that's the last thing that we saw with our eyes, is... I cried because I was like, oh, he never met RJ. He never met him. And now they have been united. Can't say reunited, but they have been united and it is beautiful. And I am so happy that their family is together. And then just going to take it back just a little bit further. They accomplished their mission and the CRM is finite. And done. How about that?
For the moment. I'm sorry. This is the series and finale of this show, this spinoff. I prefer watching Dead City. I was really disappointed. I liked the episodes or whatever. It kept me on the edge of my seat, but I'm disappointed. I really am. Not to end, yes, I'm one of those people, oh yeah, somebody gotta die. I want someone to die and stuff, and no, I do not want Rick to die. Anyone else could die. Rick don't have to die. Michonne could have died. Someone tried to give me a little spoiler is a thing, and they was like, they predicted Judith died because they blew up Alexandria or whatever. I'm gonna punch this person in the face because they were wrong, but I really wish that would at least happen because... It would have been, I'm sorry. It was just like, let's rush it. I don't like it when they rush crap, and that's what they did. That's what I felt like. I get it. They only gave us 6 episodes, but dang, man. Like, I'm so disappointed. This was supposed to be, because then you have to remember too, y'all, they had been delaying his movies because Rick was supposed to have all these movies. He was supposed to have like 5 movies or something like that. And then they turned it to these 6 episodes, and then it was rushed, and then it was like, meh. And if I had to choose to watch this or Dead City would be that one. And that's just because we're in a whole different city and then they put different elements into it and stuff. It was different elements and The Ones Who Live, but yeah, it's not the same. To me, that's disappointing because I am a true hard freaking fan for Rick Grimes. Rick, that's the, I love, yeah. And I'm just disappointed.
Speaking about Rick Grimes, I was surprised. Well, no, I wasn't surprised. I'm glad that he killed Bill. I'm glad he killed Bill because the way he was talking and the way he was talking to him about how they do things, he sacrificed his hometown. I did not like that. I really didn't. And when Michonne was doing a briefing as becoming a guard, that was sad. That was very sad that they were just going to select a few kids to move somewhere else. I don't even know where they were going to take them. But that is just sad.
Yes, their whole reasoning behind doing what they were doing in the CRM was really cruel. And I'm glad they were able to take them down. But let's talk about the recap of The Walking Dead with how ruthless Rick Grimes was. That just blew my mind. And the person I was sitting next to that was watching that was like, damn! And like, this person really enjoyed that little scene, that little clip. And I like how they incorporated that in this last episode. So I enjoyed it. I think the ending could have been a little bit better. I hope we do see more of the Grimes family. And I overall liked it all. You know, they needed a bittersweet ending, but I kind of thought that either Rick or Michonne, one of them two characters, was going to die. I really thought it was going to be Rick based off of how they started the episode. But I'm glad they both survived because I like both characters. I really do.
Yeah. Oh, don't get me wrong. I like both characters too. But if we had to choose, I'm picking Rick. And piggybacking off what Raven said, something about what they were going to do with the children stuff. So, in other movies and other TV shows, they talk about basically doing stuff for the greater good. Their point was valid when you think about it. It's just like, come on now. I mean, we're all I am one of the biggest Avenger fans when it comes to the movies. I'm not watching reading the comic books, stuff like that. But it's kind of like, what's his name? What's the guy with the gauntlet?
Thanos.
He had a point. He had a point of doing that because the world was finite. We're not like, it's the same thing in the apocalypse. We got to get the ones that are going to make a difference. So I get that. Yes, it was cruel. And those decisions do have to be made by people, not one singular person, because that's who he was trying to be. Thanos, that's what he was trying to be. Like, come on, let's think about it. That's what Bill was trying to be. But it was cruel, but he did have a valid reason on why he was doing it, but it was just really, really cruel. And yes, it was genocide. It was, and it wasn't about race. It was about kind of what Negan, people are resourced to a point because they still had the workers, but it was also about if they were going to make the world a better place too.
But why select different children like that? But
it's the selection process. That's what they were doing. They were doing a selection process because they apparently like, we can't take all the children. So we're only going to take these few that show that they have had, they excel in this, that, or the other. My opinion of, I'm going to give three opinions. My opinion of the show overall was that it was great. I love the show. I don't know what people expect. Like, if they are expecting like this big epic 3-season to get to you, I think this was perfect. The way it ended was great because the good guys won without there being a whole lot of casualties, which doesn't usually happen. So that was one thing. That's my opinion of the show. My opinion of the finale, it ties everything up. There are no loose ends. Jadis is dead. The CRM, the Civic Republic Military, is gone. So it ties up all the loose ends. And I was going to give a third opinion, but I don't remember what it was going to be about. Oh, as far as the selection process and that being what needs to be done, it's a necessary evil. There are always ways to do what needs to be done and not have any casualties. You said it yourself, True Aquarian. You need custodians. You need people that's going to plant and pluck and till the fields that's going to farm. So you don't have scientists everywhere and doctors and literary people. But you need those manual people. People are a resource. You need somebody that's going to carry that water from the lake over to the colony. So it's necessary.
Oh, I wasn't saying it wasn't. I'm just saying that's what I was saying. The whole point of what he was doing, it was to make the world a better place and stuff as far as the selection process. And then, like he said, and again, people who have not watched World Beyond, you have to watch World Beyond because this all ties into what it really does. I'm really kind of sad we didn't see any of those people in this series because it would have been nice. But that's why they were saying something about A's or B's too. That was the as well. And I mean, yeah, I don't know what the other point I was trying to make, but yeah, but no, everyone is necessary. People are a resource, but that was his whole thing. Like, it was a necessary, like E. Max said, it's a necessary evil. And it's true. There's a reason why it's like that. That's why he was choosing all those people, Raven, and was choosing certain people to select people because of that. I'm just going off of that.
Well, I don't like the whole entire fact where he wanted to kill off those people either. I don't like that. I didn't like it at all. But seeing Rick and seeing his past, what he did, it was like all his memories of the people, this man is just like them, so I have to kill him before it's too late. And seeing his face, first it didn't look like, it was still like kind of calm or collected when he was talking to Bill, and then it's like, you know what, it's the beast inside me is trying to get out. Like every single word, every single thing that came out of his mouth was just like the beast was just scratching at that door like, let me out. But that was crazy. And with that woman that died, what was her name again?
Thorn.
She could have lived, but if she wasn't so hell-bent of saying there was no love or anything like that, love had died. There's no love up there no more. Like, really? Like, so you have somebody at the place that you was at and you're just gonna let them die out there? If they hit that place, here's my thing. What if they bombed the place that her loved one, or if she had a loved one, or some other guy that she care about, or somebody that she care about, what if they hit that place that they were at? Or they were targeting. Would she have been with Rick on the whole entire thing?
Well, you got to stop and think about what Bill offered Rick. He said, we can get your loved ones. Like, we can bring them here and protect them. So how do we know that same offer wasn't extended to her? Or where they need to go is, like, where her loved ones are. I don't think they were here. She was trying to get back to them, and they may have been overseas somewhere, if memory serves me correctly. But I mean, that's just something else to consider. And she was broken. Like, you were right, Art Boo. You were so right when you said that it's like they brainwashed them.
Mm-hmm.
She was brainwashed. Because you got to remember, the whole reason why Okafor wanted her was because she shot at him. But she was brainwashed into believing that. And what's his face was on his way to being brainwashed as well. So, yeah, good observation.
But I will say this, the love did not die, because at one point I thought Rick was going to kill himself because he pulled that daggone pin. I thought he died. And he was just trying to climb over that, what is it? What was that, container? he was trying to climb out the, they was going to pull him down, him not having one arm. Shoot, I actually thought he was going to die. I was like, no. I was like, no, Rick, hurry up, get up, get up.
Damn. I thought one of them daggone zombies was going to bite him. I just knew all them things over there pushing on him at once. If he had been anybody else, he would have got bit. I'm trying to tell you, anybody else would have gotten bit.
Maybe his uniform was made out of corduroy. When you know, you know.
Right?
Yeah, that's a possibility. That's a possibility.
Triple J moms, you don't even get what she's saying. If you would have watched World Beyond, then you would understand why she says that. But I do believe E.Dot Mac, their stuff was made of, their material was made where it was bite proof basically. Right. That's what I could only think, because as what's her name, Triple J's mom was saying that because he was surrounded by them dead ones zombies, so. Or the Delts, whatever they would call them in that one, the Walkers, because they don't even call them zombies, which is funny and interesting. They never said zombies.
I think zombies is like trademark to Robert Romero. That is not his name. George A. Romero. And so it can't be used. Yeah, I think.
Oh.
Don't quote me on it. I think. But yeah, it was a wonderful episode. I'm glad. If anybody would have died, I still would have been... I'm not gonna say I would have been happy, I'd have been a little sad, but it would have been them going out with the fight. So overall for me, this whole season gets a 10 out of 10. So how many of y'all think it's gonna be a season 2?
Oh, I do. Because they couldn't really leave it the way it was. And for I would say not Arch. What to say my name? Art Boom. Aquarian has said she said that what did you say? You said something about the...
I said a lot of stuff, so I have no idea.
The way it ended, that something about the way it ended. I'm trying to remember what you said. Okay. You said that they cut it short. They make the
episode
too fast.
They rushed it.
I think they rushed it for a reason. For the other Walking Dead seasons episodes, like Dead City and that one dealing with Daryl. I think they did that so they can focus on Curl. I don't know what her name is. Curl episodes, so they can bring them together.
Well, that is a possibility. I kind of feel like I don't know if they'll have another season or not. I feel like they're gonna bring those characters back in either Dead City or The Walking Dead, Daryl Dixon's story. Well, you'll probably see it when they talk more about Carol. So I'm hoping that's the case. Because I think that the story as far as the ones who live, as far as that backstory with Rick being taken and being held captive and stuff like that, I think, of course, we already know that's done. But again, you might see him in the other series. In the spinoff series.
I don't think they're going to see him, Curl, because Curl was already on the road looking for Daryl. At the end of
yes, that- but if you remember, she was trying to talk to him on the walkie and was saying he's back.
Yeah, she said he's back, but what's her name? Michonne was gone too, so she should have said they're back, right? Because she left too, and Curl knew about her leaving.
Oh yeah, that is right. Yep. You're right.
Unless it's supposed to be something that's assumed. You assume that if he came back, she's with him. Power couple.
Yeah, but then let's not forget, people, why Rick was gone anyway. Yes. That was a different thing. I was about to say this was Maggie and what's his name? Daryl's fault, but it's... Yeah! this was Maggie and Daryl's fault, people. And Maggie do for self, she not even, she had no remorse of it at all. But this is Daryl's and Maggie's fault. Right, wasn't it?
Yeah,
this was Maggie and Daryl's fault, right?
I think so, but I'll let you know how that's going to turn out.
Yeah, because Maggie it was trying to get to Negan, right? Yeah.
We're trying to kill Negan, and Daryl tried to stop, Rick tried to stop Daryl from going, stop them from going to Alexandria, and
they fell in a pit, right?
They fell into a ditch.
Yeah.
They were fighting, they were fighting each other, and then he fell off his horse because of the crowbar. It was like a big metal
rebar
pipe. It was a big pipe.
It was sticking out into the out of the concrete, and he fell onto it. And I forgot how he got freed.
Oh, he pulled himself out, but it's still what you call Daryl and Maggie's fault on why he was. Even away, and it was Carl's fault too. I mean, Carl died, but if Carl would have been alive again, like I said, none of this would have happened. But yeah. I'm rating this at the series of 5. The episode was okay. I liked every episode, but it was just, come on now. These two people, they're not that lucky. And it's like, I don't know. It needed to be more coming from Rick Grimes and Michonne. So, yeah.
So, what it was for me, I kind of feel like it was good. Because, again, you have to remember, he's been held captive for so many years. So, I guess his spirit was kind of beat down. That ruthless Rick Grimes that we've known in the past, he did change. Being held captive, you know, it changed him. So, I'm going to rate this. I'm going to say 8 out of 10 because I kind of feel like this episode could have ended a lot better than what it did, but it was good for what it was.
Okay, Raven, what's your rating, hon?
I'm going to rate this a 6. It was good, but the last episode, it was rushed. But other than that, I like the rest of the episode. I felt like
I'll give it a 7.
Thank you for really interrupting. Bye.
I'm sorry, go ahead. But I give it a 7.
All right, you heard it here first, guys. A 5, a 6, a 7, 8, and a 10.
We talk, but I'm talking about the whole like series, the whole season. Shoot. As I said, I would prefer watching Dead City versus this. It ain't the same. It's not.
But that's what I was reading on. See, I was reading on the whole series as well. Oh, if you're saying if the series, I give it a 9. I'll give it a 9. But for this episode, it's a 7. Yeah.
Well, as Edoc Man said earlier, no, not so long ago, you heard it first, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I guess a 10, but that don't. I don't know if that makes. Yeah, no, it's 5 of us. It could be that. Oh my gosh.
I said 10.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's 5 of us, so it could be 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Yeah, that's how I had to count. But I didn't count in the beginning. But anyway, people, we will be back. Oh my goodness, sometime in like 2 weeks because oh my goodness. Fallout came out with the TV show. If you don't know what Fallout is E.Mac, she can explain because, yeah, that's her little baby.
Oh, Fallout is a post-apocalyptic entertaining experience that I'm not going to tell you any further about. You have to check it out. It's exclusively on Amazon Prime. It is going to be released on April the 12th. So check it out and check us out for our review.
Yeah, because we will be doing it because we are Ball and Talk Reviews. We are just a group of people just speaking what's on our minds and reviewing and rating TV shows we like to watch. And yes, we watch TV shows because that is what is happens in American society today. And I know
and
what are you saying? And movies too. Yeah, thank you, Raven. Oh, and movies. But we just got to go see movies that everyone's going to see, including E.Mac, because we did Super Mario Brothers, and I was disappointed in that. But I am the imposter, aka the true acquired. This has been Ball and Talk Reviews. Please join us again when we review another series and a movie.
And this is Raven.
And this is E.Mac. And this is E.Mac saying, have a wonderful evening. Please stay blessed, stay fresh, and stay positive. The world is not as bad as it seems. Join us next time for our next series.
Really interrupted again by someone, so I know. But this is Raven. Hope y'all have a good weekend. And see y'all in our next review.
And this is thank you for listening in. We'll talk to you later. Y'all have a good Easter and a good week. Bye.
And this is Triple J's mom. Everyone have a lovely evening, a great week, and we will talk to you on our next Ball and Talk Reviews. Peace.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed our conversation, please join us again for Ball and Talk Reviews. Bye.